Welcome to episode 287 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue our look at board games by getting a clue. Now I have that theme song stuck in my head. Unlike the Game of Life, featured in yesterday's episode 286, Clue is not an American invention. In fact, Clue started out as Cluedo in England in 1944. Its creator, Anthony Pratt, marketed it as a simple, easy game for people to take down into the emergency shelters during Nazi bombing runs on England during World War II. As the game gained momentum in the United States, it was instantly associated with Sherlock Holmes, even though the classic detective doesn't appear anywhere in the game. The game company was quick to pick up on this, though, and actually marketed the game as putting the players right in Holmes' shoes. Again, Sherlock Holmes never shows up in the game, or even on the box. Clue is a game that really holds a distinction amongst board games in that it has been successfully made into an interesting motion picture. Battleship aside, I can't really think of any other board games that have made the jump to the silver screen, though I can't wait to see the upcoming Parcheesi film. The Clue film today, and when it came out, receives mixed reviews. Now, I enjoy it. It does have some great moments brought on by a stellar cast, including Tim Curry, Madeline Kahn, and Christopher Lloyd. And an interesting tie to last week's Star Wars theme, the part of Miss Scarlet, played masterfully in the film by Leslie Ann Warren, was first offered to Carrie Fisher of Princess Leia fame. Now, what makes this movie of particular interest is its ending. Or should I say, endings? Taking its cue from the board game, where the murderer and the means of murdering changes every single time, the mystery film had three separate endings, each plausible based on the clues set forth in the body of the movie. Different movie theaters screened different endings, so audience members had to go at least three times to get the whole story. It doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to deduce how much money the creative team hoped to make on repeat viewings like that. Thanks for tuning into episode 287 of the Daily Brainwave. If you enjoy the board game Clue but want something new, check out the board games Scotland Yard or Mr. Jack. Both are very fun and use deductive reasoning at a level slightly above Clue. And if you like what you heard on this podcast, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brain with your friends, or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we take a look at a classic game of poker dice.